Fellowship Church Light Stock Ministry,
reading out of Ephesians chapter 5. So just, you know, FYI, verses 1 and 2 are, we're imitators of God as beloved children, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And now we're going to get a list of things. And so I just want to do verse 3. But sexual immorality and all impurities or covetousness must not even be named among you, as proper among the saints. So I'm going to work this verse backwards. So starting in the word saint. So as Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, he wanted to remind them that they're saints, individuals that should be set apart in the world that they live. So not looking like the world, not judging the world, but their lifestyle should not be like the world. They've been called out from the lies of the world, been gifted, if we go all the way back to Ephesians chapter 1, the Holy Spirit that's been deposited inside of them so that they're not following those things. And so as we walk away backwards, these things should not be named among the church at Ephesus. One, covetousness. And it's interesting that you have covetousness and sexual immorality together, but if you're just thinking about you know the word covetousness, they kind of go together, right? It's, even though it seems like they're so far apart, they really kind of go together, because one is saying, well, this is what I need, and if I get this and that will make sure my appetite is satisfied, then I'm going to be okay. So really challenging the church on the covetous side is saying, you know what, I really don't want to look at the things that are around me and have a desire, well, if I just had that, car, house, boat, budget, retirement plan, health of an individual, their spouse, that marriage, that Instagram account, it all looks so good, right? So all the things that these believers in the church of Ephesus, where their eyes would be drawn to say, you know what, it's better over there than here, covetousness. But then the whole part of sexual immorality, and a lot of us, when we think about sexual immorality, we just kind of write off, well, I haven't had sex with anyone other than my spouse, so I'm not involved in sexual immorality. The interesting word there, though, is the word for sexual immorality. I was looking at Walvoord and Zuck, is pornea, pornography, things that most people won't ever see those individuals or us get involved in, being tempted by those things. So it's interesting, as you watch the world, let's just be aware of where they are, what things are happening. So when I was a kid, you couldn't get anything explicit or sexual morality or pornography unless there was a magazine. You'd have to go find the magazine. Now it's a matter of, oh, forget the magazine. Nobody's looking at magazines anymore. It used to be pictures. Well, it's not pictures anymore. It's videos. And I don't know all this by experience. I'm not going online looking. I'm just kind of reading into what's going on behind us. Now you got fans-only pages. And so where people pay to be part of the so-and-so's thing. And so then, okay, what's interesting about pornography is it doesn't just start and stay at a certain place. It continues to draw you in. So whatever it was, the sexual immorality just might have been a text conversation. It's not going to stop at a text conversation. It's going to be a physical interaction, or it's going to be, you know, other things. It just keeps drawing you deeper and deeper. It doesn't satisfy. So, you know, you might have started out in or maybe even heard this, the whole thing with Charles Manson. He was involved in a youth group, but got involved in pornography, and pornography drew him farther and farther and farther. And so, obviously, we know some of the things that he did and spent the rest of his life in prison. And then it eventually is going to cost him his life because of the choices that he made. So it didn't just start. So I just think it's really interesting for the church to have sexual immorality. So what does that look like for you and I? Reminded us, hey, you know, realize this has been written to the church at Ephesus. Reminding us today that we're saints, called out, empowered to be different, living set apart from the world. Really working at guarding our eyes in two areas, covetousness and sexual immorality, pornography. Not looking at something that can make us happy and really guarding, well, you know, it's just, no. Call it what it is and be aware of it and don't run and hide from it. you know, I'm working on telling myself, even if I see someone in a bathing suit, that's a temptation for me. I would not call that pornography, but I would call that opportunity for me to say, okay, I don't want to think anything past that. So forget any type of scene on TV or sexual movie rated R or whatever. So I'm just trying to go, what is the simplest I can make this for me as a person? And so I want to be even guarding my eyes when, you know, I'm around, you know, have opportunities where I'm scrolling through something. Oh, there's a bathing suit. Nope, I don't want to get involved in that. I want to, you know, draw a line. I'm not trying to be legalistic. I'm just giving you an example. For me, I say, okay, look, oh, nope, move it along. I'm not even going to stay there and process that. So, well, just to hope and encourage you today to be reminded of being called out, working on covetous and sexual immorality. Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to wrestle with your word. And I know it's not easy and it's not comfortable at times, but we want to be saints. We want to be different. And we want to battle the things that come natural to us, the covetousness, the sexual immorality, to find something other than you to make us happy. So draw our hearts close to you through this process. We love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.